Chapter 2, Natural Learning, Before Chalkboards and PowerPoint. When preparing educational tools and resources, it's important for us to understand the way humans learn and work on delivering education in ways that are most natural for us to take in information. For millions of years before the advent of chalkboards and PowerPoint, people had to learn how to do a myriad of things just to survive. Skills like how to get food, build tools, create fire, and deal with predators that were faster, larger, and stronger than us were critical. The most ancient part of our brain, the limbic system, takes in sensory cues from what we see, hear, smell, and experience physically to help us learn and thrive. In its most basic form, the brain allows us to recognize patterns in complex environments and associate those patterns with appropriate behavior. Humans throughout history have learned by watching and doing and collaborating. We know that by working together, we can learn more. On the flip side of learning, by watching and doing, we've taught by showing and demonstrating. There's evidence throughout the world that humans have recorded their experiences and ideas pictorially for over 60,000 years. Cave paintings and pictographs give us insight into the lives and cultures of humans across the millennia. Seeing, doing, and learning go hand in hand for us.